It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who didn't realize it's a bloody holiday weekend and forced me to come into work. Good thing was, traffic was light. Oh, yeah. It's Patch and Switch.
How do I get this thing off?
I don't know. Press that button over there.
Over here?
No, grab the thing that looks like you're going to fire the Death Star. No, the thing that fires the Death Star.
This one.
Hey, there we are. Oh, you left your Santa hat on the table.
Oh. I'm working.
I got it. Are we here?
I'm here.
Are we live?
I have no idea if we're live. We should probably check the chat room.
I don't know. The chat room's empty.
Chat room's empty. Perfect. Yeah.
No, there's people there. It just doesn't look like anybody's saying anything.
That works.
Let's see. Oh, look. You know what? I can actually see us.
Oh, that's good. On the webpage?
Dude, you're supposed to take the green hat off.
No, I can't take the green hat off.
Oh. J-Shock says we're live.
Oh, okay, good.
He's not here, so.
Good.
That's not here.
He's our field tester from the East Coast, United States, I do believe. Is he not?
I think he's in the New York cities.
The New York cities.
Get a rope.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. I'm on vacation.
Yeah, so am I, actually.
I've been on vacation for a week. Fun story to start the day. I don't know if I told you this. Actually, what? I know I didn't tell you this because, well, you walked in about 2.5 minutes ago.
About that.
So you texted me this morning saying, hey, you're ready for the big show? And I went, oh. Because I was getting the smoker. I'm pretty sure you can smell the fact that I'm covered in smoker smoke.
Oh, nice.
Because we're doing some ribs tonight.
I thought you were doing a new cologne. That's what it was.
Yeah, no.
Joey's smoker cologne.
Brisket.
Brisket. Brought to you by
Clean
Hugo
Calvin. Sorry. J-Shock's on the Long Islands. He's in the Long Islands.
There's a difference? That's a drink.
Well, it's also in New York, too.
It's a drink.
Yes, it's
Long Island iced tea.
It's one that we don't let you get. I was furiously getting the smokers ready because I was going to do ribs. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So I quickly grabbed the gear and
you know,
and
there's a meeting request, right? And you have that in your calendar.
So here's the thing: I've disabled all notifications on my phone coming from Outlook.
See, I didn't know
because
that.
I'm on holiday.
I didn't know that. That's crazy. Did you do the promotion of the show at least?
I did after you texted me. I went, oh yeah, I've got to do that too.
Nice.
Let's see, who else do we have today? Buckeye Guy Joe is in the house, as is J-Shock, Mr. Blacksway. I did see our Essex girl. She was around as well. For some reason, I'm not seeing the room. I don't know. Oh, there we go. Frederick Bork Bork and Fairbrit and Kowski. And J-Shock's mom says hello.
Oh,
so
nice.
Big shout out to J-Shock's mom. We wish J-Shock was here, but we understand he wants to hang out there.
My internets aren't working.
Frederick just popped number 23 in his Christmas countdown of beers. Have you been following this on the Facebook?
it
makes me
nice.
Jealous.
Yes.
So he has an advent calendar of beer. And then another buddy of mine, Adam Baum, has an advent calendar of mini bottles of booze.
You know what? There would probably be one of in Washington State for different types of weed. Considering it is. You know, I was doing a...
You know, only you would come up with that
know,
right
a,
now, really.
For my very first time, I actually saw a drive-through weed shop. You know, the little coffee stalls?
Yeah.
It's a drive-through weed shop.
Is it really?
Yes, I went to go get...
Is this in the city? Or?
No, my son needed to have his Nexus card picture renewed.
You went up to the
border. I went all the way up north to Blaine, Washington.
Yeah.
To this little tiny shopping mall that doesn't really exist for anything else except for this one government building that's inside of it.
Yeah.
And on the outskirts of that, the exit to go back on the highway again, I swear to gosh, there is a weed shop that is a drive-through weed shop.
Okay.
I wanted to drive through it, but I'm like, it would not be appropriate with my son in the car.
Probably
think,
not,
but,
no.
You know, I said, why not?
Yeah.
But yeah. I never did.
No, Mr. Blacksway, you are not allowed to drive while high.
No, that's definitely not allowed.
Definitely not allowed. And Jared's like, really?
Really? Did you submit a video for the 2016 Channel 9 tribute reel?
No. I didn't get an email saying that I was supposed to submit.
Well, I see here that it's up there. The last year on Channel 9 Review. I don't know if we made it or not.
Probably not.
No.
We're just a normal show.
We are.
We're just here.
I'm happy. I find out that Golnaz actually listens to this show.
She does?
She does. I did not think she would.
Oh.
But she does.
Wait, how'd you find that out?
Because she actually commented on Twitter once. She said, wow, I actually like these guys. She must have been really bored at work.
You know what?
To some programming
She was having to collect things for the year-end highlight show.
Now I got to watch the highlight show to find out if we're even there.
Yeah, exactly. But don't do it now.
No, no.
Because we have to do a show.
Patch and...
Pierre Roman has joined us. He says, hello, folks. Happy ho-ho and all that crap. The Grinch over there, nice. Mr. Roman.
Nice.
So this program, I guess since we're 7 minutes in, we might as well start. And, of course, as usual, we have several segments of the program.
Where's the chat button? We lost our chat button?
Did we lose the chat button?
We now only have a click to chat link, and that's it. See, there's the, this is what happens when we go away and they revamp the site and stuff like that.
Did
like,
they
revamp? All we have is the link now. I thought we actually had a button still.
I think the button went away when we lost the tech support.
Yeah, could be. Those devs guys, you know?
Yeah, Kevin Hoyle's also joined us. He says the oddest beer in his advent so far. Mr. Needles infused with fur.
Yeah, so I want to know, is anyone
Does in anybody have frankincense and myrrh in their beer?
No. You could probably use frankincense, though.
Yeah?
It is a bittering agent. That could work. Is anyone in the chat room actually working?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a question to the chat room. Are you actually working today?
So,
I mean, traditionally, when I was in IT full-time doing a real job, in IT, as opposed to the fake job that I play online on Channel 9.
The IT guy you play online?
This was the best time to get work done.
Oh, yeah.
Because no one's there. Bothering you.
That's right.
You've got at least 2 weeks, maybe three, when there are such reduced number of staff around that you can actually get stuff done.
J-Shock, no, you're not.
Yeah, he's not working.
He says he's working. He's not.
Yeah, I just saw you a couple of minutes ago with tech support, and you're not working.
But yeah, exactly. I mean, we did have to do a FaceTime support.
Do you know his pager
request.
Number? I want to call his pager.
I don't know his pager number. We should find it. let's see. Esposito says he's getting the Maracay to Sonic Wall site-to-site VPN working.
Okay.
Peter DeTinder is RDPing to a customer, but he got distracted by these guys called Patch and Switch.
And Pierre is actually in the office like we are today, but in Ottawa. Congratulations, my friend.
Well done, sir.
I'm wondering, did you skate down the canal to get there? That's what I want to know.
Fair Brit says, no, she is not. And then Buckeye Guy J Flow says, our desktop guys messed up our new contractor's laptop and didn't patch it or give him admin rights.
Nice.
So he can't patch it. Yeah. No. Fun and games. Let's see. And a temp at reception. Oh, nice. I was just reading Pierre's post. There is nobody here on campus.
I saw two construction workers outside having breakfast on the hood of their truck.
Yep.
And that's about it. Luckily, the coffee machines are automated at Microsoft. So
yes, thank goodness.
We have a coffee.
Yes, we do. I have been, like I said, I've been gone since Monday. So,
yeah.
You know, it's funny because Monday and Tuesday, I was actually doing, you sneak in, a look at email on the phone. And, I actually ran in for a meeting real quick on Monday, interviewing somebody as well for a vendor spot. But it takes a couple of days to really get used to the fact that you're not doing anything. So Wednesday was kind of that day of, oh, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah,
and then yesterday was like, oh, yeah, what? I have a laptop? And then this morning, of course, I'm going, well, what do you mean I have to come do patch and switch?
Kelly, my significant other, we're having coffee this morning, and she's like, oh, you're going into work, you're working, you're doing this. I'm like, honey, I've actually been very disconnected this week, with the exception I did one conference call.
Yeah.
That was on Tuesday when I was driving the Poochie from his vet appointment back home again. My dog, in case you're wondering, has recovering from leg surgery.
Yes.
And he's on his 12th week.
Oh.
So he's almost done.
Almost done.
But still needs to, you know, take it easy, which is impossible for him because he thinks he's like two.
Yes.
For my puppy brain. gets very excited. But I did a conference call on the way home on a just drive and listening, and it was the funniest conference call I've ever had. I'm actually going to tell the story. This is
it's from the trenches.
It's from the trenches, right?
Yeah.
Okay, our first segment's from the trenches. People actually working. So I did a conference call. I got an email thread while I'm waiting to see the vet. And the email said, yeah, you're going to want to talk to my colleague Rick, who's the guy that contacts and works with a database vendor that starts with O.
Yes.
He's the guy that's the relationship manager
ends with
that. And O. Yeah. starts with Orc and ends in L. so they said, you're going to want to talk with him because he knows everything about that particular database vendor and their software. And I'm like, really? okay, sure. So the guy said, well, okay, would you mind jumping on a quick conference call to answer a couple of questions? And I'm like, well, you know, that appointment's going to finish up around 11:15. It's about an hour and change drive back home again. Yeah, sure. I'll set up a bridge. I'll call in at around 10:30 or 11:30. And they said, great, fantastic. Here's the calling bridge number. So I'm driving. I pull over the parking lot. I punch in the code. And then I keep on driving again. And I have a conference call with these guys. And they all work for the same company that starts with ORC and ends in UL.
Oh, really?
They're asking me questions about virtualization rights.
Yeah.
And how it works on Azure. Because they have no clue for how to be able to license it and how to be able to work with it. And they're trying to get their customer up and working on Azure.
That's awesome.
So I thought, this is like a little bit of Christmas cheer going on here.
Absolutely.
Because in case you don't know, you know, obviously we're frenemies.
Frenemies.
Just
that's
like,
right.
You know, we're frenemies with a lot of people.
Yep.
These days. We're more friend than the other side. I just thought it was quite nice that they actually called up, and now all of a sudden I have this great contact with three guys that are folks that work there that now know they can ask me questions about how things work on Azure.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well done.
Seriously funny.
Well played. Well played. I did a conference call. I did an interview. And then I pretty much just checked right out. Oh, no, I got a PO opened.
A PO opened?
Yes.
Oh, crap. I need to finish off my expenses. I just realized.
Yes, you do.
I've got five expenses I got to do.
Oh,
I closed a PO.
Did you?
Yep.
I was feeling rather proud of myself to get a PO open without any additional assistance required.
Congratulations. So, yeah. It is a web form.
It is a web form.
There are a lot of fields on there that you have to have correct, though. And that kicks you out if you don't have it correct.
So, yeah, I can actually tell you stories about that. The fact that I didn't realize there was a date field in the PO itself. And then there's, of course, the date range that's in the statement of work.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were conflicting because I totally skipped over the date range of the PO. And then it booted back to me and went, this is incorrect. Pierre Ramon says expenses. Why do you think I'm in the office?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've got a couple of expenses. You know what? I actually found I'm a bad boy because I have an expense that is from Ignite.
Is it the robots?
The robots passed.
Okay.
It's a particular round of drinks that we did.
Uh-oh.
And I can't find my receipt. It's a non-receipted expense, so I'm just going to eat it. I'm going to say, screw it. It's not worth the hassle of trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So, Merry Christmas to the folks that were drinking that round. It's on me. It's not on Bill. I'll take this one.
You'll take that one?
I'll take this one. I'm going to get a little nasty, Graham, I'm sure, about the fact that it's a non-receipted expense, even though it's now personal. Because if it stays...
Well, that's fine.
Because if you report an expense at Microsoft Expense Reporting,
right,
and it's personal... A, you get a nasty gram because you're not supposed to do personal
actually
expenses.
They've actually lightened up on that.
Oh, yeah?
I understand. I don't know because I was reading something that says that it's allowed.
Well, it's not like I'm running my business off my card or anything.
Right, exactly.
It's just, I know. I'm literally taking some friends out for a round of drinks as social is and then go.
Yeah.
Now the trick is, I don't know, I guess I need to get new kind of handshake approval from the boss. Because in the old role...
Oh, yeah, that was perfectly acceptable,
that's
right?
What you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
In the new role, now it's like, I should probably get clarification on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm taking it personal anyway. It doesn't matter.
No, well, there you go.
And then, you know, some other basic small stuff here and there. Okay. I think I managed to get some patch and switch stickers in there and some patch and switch hats and some patch and switch shirts.
What?
We need to get money all done before the end of the calendar.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for... marketing stuff.
Did you? I don't think we have marketing budget. I'm telling you.
I thought you approved the marketing budget.
Oh, it's going to get rejected. I want to say a big welcome and hello to Tom Kupka.
Oh, nice.
Because Kupka's made it.
Nice.
And happy holidays to you, sir, in the Chicago.
Chicago's.
I've been drinking some Chicago beers. We actually did some work the other night. With AZ Growler Guy and J-Shock.
Oh, yeah. It's like, what?
We had to do some network testing.
Mm. Having network NAT port issues, I do believe. NAT port issues.
Yes. And then we had to make sure that the bandwidth was appropriate.
Sustained streaming bandwidth.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And AKA Rainbow Six Siege.
You got it. And apparently over in wherever it is AZ Growler Guy lives, is it Arizona? AZ?
Yes.
AZ Growler Guy, Arizona? So he's getting a 166 ping. The rest of us are all getting much better pings than that.
Yeah.
And apparently...
But he was still kicking everybody's butt,
still
too,
kicking everybody's butt. But apparently, J-Shock will eventually get Battlefield 1.
I don't have it.
Well, you got to get it, too. It goes on sale. He keeps on saying it's going to go on sale soon. Phoenix. Is Phoenix in Arizona?
Yes.
Phoenix, yeah. Arizona. There you go.
Well done.
It is. yeah. Rainbow Six. Rainbow Six Siege is what we're playing. And I do have to, I said sorry, but not sorry.
Because you went on a rampage.
I went on a rampage.
Same team.
One round. Only one round.
You
and
did.
I completely just destroyed an unknown. What's going on? Mr. J Shock, unfortunately.
Yes.
I had to do it at least once.
Well, you took his character too.
No, he took my
character. Oh, he took your character.
That's why I killed him.
Oh,
I was
a
recruit.
Right. You were raging.
Yeah, I was raging just once. I never shoot or kill other players.
No.
But I did this one
on purpose. You just cross in front of our fire.
Well, then I'm getting shot. Just because you don't have a good beat on them and I got a better approach.
No. I have a good beat on them from down the hall. You just come crossing in front of the line of fire. But it was awesome.
Same team.
I think the best part was that when I started the game, it had almost been a year exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, it had been 10 months. I know this because I actually quit smoking the last time we had played the game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So.
Wow. Congratulations, anyway, my friend.
So 314 or 15 days now.
Your lungs thank you.
They do. But then I had to patch 2 gig. But I'm going to go out. Can I go on a little rant here?
Sure. Why not? We need a new section.
So Battlefront.
The Joey rant.
Star Wars Battlefront.
I don't play that one.
So I got it because I'm a Star Wars freak.
Absolutely.
I got it because the picture has snowtroopers and AT-ATs and
all
Hoth,
the good stuff. Yeah,
which if you know me, Hoth and that scene of Empire is one of my favorite.
It's your fantasy to be shoved inside of the stomach of one of those snow things.
Tauntaun? No. No. But I love the snowtroopers. And I love the AT-ATs and Hoth and the ice planet and everything. So I put in the disc because I bought the DVD version.
The real version of the
right.
game.
Started the install. Yeah.
What?
6 gig later.
Wow. That's a download?
6 gig that it had to download an update, and it took over 2 hours to run the update.
Wow.
And in the meantime, you can play this game where you run around as Darth Vader and you start killing all the rebels, but that's all you can do.
So and they give I you was like a mini game
so
to play
incredibly
with.
Frustrated. At well, that experience.
But hey, man, it's up to date, though.
Yeah, I guess I'm just
in
thinking to myself, the initial
days,
install experience, that is horrible.
Yeah, so definitely, as I've tweeted, as of any other person that works with Xbox or with PlayStation or whatever, if you are someone or you know someone who's getting one of those things for Christmas, obviously go ahead and plug them in ahead of time, install the games, download the patches, run them once to make sure that they work, and then log off to be able to do it.
Yeah, so I mean, yes, I know the game is over a year old.
Right.
I understand that. It's just, we updated Siege and it took, maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah,
but
it's been a year and change.
It was one of those things that I was like,
it's tough.
I just had to rant on it.
It's tough. Now, did you have the AT-ATs and the snowscapes? And
so all I've gotten through so far is the initial, you had to run around and get rid of the Imperial droids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the end of the sand in.
I've never played it. Yeah, I know they're there. Yeah.
And then I learned how to fly an X-Wing.
Oh, nice.
I'd much rather fly a TIE fighter. I think TIE fighters are one of the coolest aircraft in Star Wars.
Have you
seen the new one? Have you seen Rogue One?
Yes, I have.
And your thoughts?
Oh, I love it.
I mean, I don't want to spoil it. We'll do this spoiler-free.
I was trying to explain it to my kids. It's like, you started off with 4, 5, 6, and then you came back with 1, 2, 3, and then this one here is basically, then you came with a 7, and then this
one.
One
and two need to go away.
Well, you know what? I've been thinking about this. I don't even know if I've seen number two. I gave up on one. I've seen 4, 5, and 6 like 20,000 times.
I like three. Three's
I saw
good.
One, but I never saw 2 and 3.
You're not missing anything with 2.
No, that's,
because
you know.
It's all CG. It was on TV. So
yeah.
There was a marathon of all the Star Wars movies. And it started with 1, 2, and 3. And 1 and 2, well, one is what it is, Jar Jar. I mean,
yeah. The so
Misa think the movie bad.
So we I was explaining to my kids that it's basically a 3.5, right? And how it ends.
Yeah.
It's basically a 3.5.
It's a prequel.
Yeah, it's a prequel. So
it's
good.
A prequel to episode 4.
Yeah, but to me the prequel is 3.
You're true.
3.5.
Yeah.
But
Fairbrit, we will not spoil. I will just say I felt like
would it
I
be
was...
spoiling saying how 3.5 ends and where it picks up to 4? I won't say anything. But
no,
is that a spoiler?
Let's just let it go. I think most people know.
Anyway, I got to go because it was, I don't know if it was a replacement for the Christmas party or what, but Jason Zander.
Oh, that's right, because I invited you to come see it Thursday night, and you're like, no, I'm going tomorrow.
So basically, Jason Zander purchased a, I want to say, five theater full worth of tickets, or maybe six theater full worth of tickets. They start at 9 o'clock every half an hour until 12:30, 1 o'clock. And then you had to be a blue badge and you had to be within his organization to be able to get the ticket, to be able to go. So I went at 9 o'clock. I was at there at, I want to say 9 o'clock or 9:30.
Yeah.
If you want to watch the show.
I felt like I was a kid again. I mean, I felt like I was sitting there.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
Like I was when I watched. I mean, I took my grandmother to see episode 4 and 5 probably 15 times each. I was just the thing. That was my thing. Loved it. Yeah. So anyway, so that's why I was ready to play some Battlefront.
Now that it's downloaded and updated, is it worth playing? Is it a game
you know,
I should get or what?
It's, from what I understood, is the initial run was all multiplayer. And I think the reason why it took so long to come back in and everything is that there's actually now some single-player games going on.
Okay.
So I haven't had a chance to play with it.
I had to adjust my hat. It was looking there. It's much better.
Is that good now?
Much better.
I'm wearing my hat because, well, I woke up this morning.
You woke up this morning not knowing you're going to be here, and you smell like smoke.
I smell like the smoke.
Charcoal.
It's awesome.
Smoking.
It's awesome, though.
I'm going to be, so tradition-wise, in case
tradition.
You don't know. Tradition-wise, this is Christmas time. My son is born on Christmas Day.
He is.
December 25th.
Last name is Claus, born on Christmas.
So what we do to kind of ease the pain that he's going to be emotionally scarred with for the rest of his life. Is that we allow him to pick the meal on Christmas Eve. And so he has picked charcoal grilled steak, double stuffed potatoes, and burnt broccoli for dinner.
Excellent.
So I got to pick up the meat today.
Yeah.
So I need to know where I should go to get some good steak. Should I go to like
you
Bob
know
the Butcher down in Redmond or something like that?
No, you'll overpay. Go to Costco, dude. Seriously, you can
really?
Get the big package of the big, nice, thick ribeyes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. In fact, I went there and bought my brisket yesterday. I've got a USDA prime brisket, about 14 pounds, but it needs some trimming.
All right.
Got to get the deckle off and the other things, the other fat. But, yeah, that's my Christmas Eve. So nice. tonight, we were having some friends over, so we're going to do some rib action.
All right. Friends Day. I don't remember getting the invite at all.
Right. It's dance friends.
Those kind of friends.
Dancing
friends. I can dance.
No, you can't.
You've seen me.
White
dance.
Guy tornado does not equate dancing. Okay, stop. And so there's ribs and chicken on the menu for tonight. I'm gonna do some beer can chicken. Normally I don't do that. Normally I do high heat with chicken because the problem with smoking low and slow chicken is that the skin gets really icky.
You can't really eat the skin anymore.
Right.
I don't like it.
But I think I'm gonna do some beer can chicken. Just pull the skin off and then maybe take part of it and.
I haven't done a beer can chicken in a while.
And do a little pulled chicken.
You just use an El Crapo Pabst Blue Ribbon or something like that? Or do you use like a half-decent beer?
Rainier, dude.
Huh? Rainier's a decent beer.
It actually is, considering that it's $1.24 for a 2.4.
True.
Yeah.
So I bought a... I was making penne alla vodka last night.
Yeah.
And so I needed vodka. Because apparently you can't use... grapefruit vodka inside of a penne alla vodka. So I had to, it would curdle the cream. So I had to go off and Kelly told me, Rick, go off and get some vodka. So Tito's was on sale. I got myself a
14 bucks right now.
I got the $30 1.7 liter.
Oh, you got the big one.
The big one with the handle, the grab handle of yes. Tito's. So you've converted me. I enjoy Tito's now.
Tito's is amazing.
It's good. So I got some of that. Typically, I would go for the Costco ginormous bottle
doesn't
fit inside of any cabinet. That's the problem. And it's the same manufacturer that does, I want to say Grey Goose
yes.
makes that one.
Yes.
Which is quite good.
Kirkland. Yes.
Kirkland brand.
Speaking... We've gone to a beer alcohol talk without it. We're just jumping all over. It's okay. It's a random show.
It's a
show. Holiday show.
Yeah.
And so this is holiday, right?
Yeah.
Drinking is holiday.
Absolutely.
I got some copper mugs.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
So I bought grapefruits because I heard there's a good recipe about a grapefruit Moscow Mule.
That is correct.
I need to find that out.
Yeah. So I got those. We should talk about Wednesday. Because Wednesday was pretty epically awesome. So the pub near us does trivia.
Trivia.
We finished in second. We ruled.
Yeah.
Right?
Right on.
Rick gave us one answer.
And it was about emails.
No, actually, that means you gave us two answers. Yeah, you gave us...
Bob Burgers. Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
That's the cartoon that I watch.
Yep.
I love Bob's Burgers. You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen
it. You have to go over and watch some of that. Do some binge watching.
Bob's Burgers. Super Tech Boy asks, what's in those Microsoft cups? Coffee.
Just coffee.
Maybe something else. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
tasty.
We can't drink on campus. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can. We can't drink during the show. Yes, we can. Okay, so anyway. So that was fun. Geeks who drink trivia. I can give a shout out to the Quizmaster because I had a really bad experience with the Quizmaster a couple of weeks prior to that.
Oh, yeah. It was a loner from somewhere else?
Yeah, it was a loner from somewhere else. And you know, sometimes... If you don't have the Ringer team in from the UK or, you know, some of the other teams there.
Apparently the 2016 IT Pro of the Year for Channel 9. I'm still bitter about that.
I'm bitter too.
I know,
It's their favorite IT Pro.
Well, you know, of 2016. I think we should leave a note over top of his face or something like that.
We probably should.
Yeah, we can do that.
At any rate, so this Quizmaster was awesome. And he actually, you mentioned Mac and being born on Christmas Day. He mentioned, you know. One of the categories had something to do with the fact
that all the people had birthdays at Christmas time.
Around Christmas time, right? So it was the gift. And he's like, and my birthday's like 3 weeks before, and I'm super bitter. And I'm like, and his kid's birthday's the day of. So,
and I can honestly say, if you are going to have a child, the best time to have a child in the medical environment is on Christmas Day because no one's there. Except all the doctors, nurses, and attendees and everything
else. So everybody's like, we got a patient. Let's do something.
Basically, because everyone tries to hold out and have dinner before they come in. Right?
Yeah.
And like, no. We were there Christmas Eve.
You're like...
We were there Christmas Eve. It's our first child.
Yeah.
A little crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Super Tech Boy, for noticing that the Channel 9 guy fell over.
Yeah, well, we fixed
it. Very much appreciated.
Should we go to random spending? Have you random spent?
Well,
I think it's Christmas. That's all random.
Are we going to skip over top of beer money?
Beer money. Have you earned any beer money? It's the holidays. So
I know it's coming. I know it's coming.
Yeah, somebody posted on Facebook a great picture that said, you know, when I visit my family for Christmas, and it had like a machine with Windows updates on it and a couple of Apple things with logos on it. And
there was I tweeted out last week a very good link from Lifehacker talking about 10 things you should do to your relatives' machines if you have to provide tech support.
Oh,
the very last thing, the 10th one, was tell them you're not going to do this again. Set up as much automation and then say you're not going to do this again.
Yeah, that's usually how it starts. JShock's already fixed mom's computer already.
Nice. So beer money, I have not done any as of yet, other than my own house, which I always do. That's kind of a random spending thing. So
that's just normal management maintenance.
I have officially removed my Netgear Nighthawk.
Oh, the evil router is gone, huh?
19. I've also refused to turn back on again my Linksys. So I now, for shame, am running and waiting for my new random spending device to arrive, which I can save for random spending. But basically, I've got my Wi-Fi running off of my horrible Xfinity Gateway device.
Oh, my God.
As my router, which works, it's just like stupid.
Yeah.
And I've got wireless access points that you weren't here for that I bought for $20 a piece. They're Netgear APs that just plug into the wall, and then you can take an Ethernet cable and plug into it, and then it's a little access point there. So I've got those strategically placed in a couple of spots in the house, and it's actually working quite good.
I was thinking of going the Ubiquiti route.
I am buying the Ubiquiti Security Gateway.
Yeah.
Which is $105 on Amazon right now.
Yeah.
And that's what's basically arriving after Christmas for
me.
Merry Christmas to me. And I'm going to also buy probably two of the APs for about $130 a piece.
Yeah.
And then together, you have one view of a Soho-style management device that gives you details and data on it. The key is only if you don't want to install a crappy Java app somewhere on a machine to be able to manage the device inside. So you don't need the key. So that's an extra $70. You can always get the key later.
Yeah.
And so I've got
which version of the gateway did you get? I think there's two, right?
There's the Ubiquiti Edge, which is the stupid one. that still works. And then there is the Ubiquity Security Gateway,
right? Which is
or
the
UBS
smart one.
Or Ubiquity Security, UBSG. And then that's the one that's the white one that only has a WAN port, an IP telephony port, a LAN port, and a WAN port. And that one there is the one I've got.
So their access points can be PoE.
Yes.
And so now, pardon my silliness, because mm-hmm. it's been a while since I haven't run PoE.
As long as you got Cat5, you're
that's
good to
it. Cat5 is good. Well, I've and got Cat6.
So oh, Cat5, Cat6. So long as you have a PoE enabled switch you're plugging into,
right,
or a PoE enabled, I want to call it an inline filter, but that's the wrong term.
Right.
That basically injects the power right. down the unused strands.
Are you going to go that route as well?
Totally.
Yeah.
Because why not? So yeah. I've got an old Cisco 5505
yeah.
that actually does PoE for three ports. I could
but
use that.
But doesn't the security gateway do that?
Security gateway only has one plug.
Oh.
That's it. So you need another switch on top of that. So they sell one for $100. That's yeah. a managed switch, which I right. might just go and buy.
Yeah, see, I was looking at that too.
So basically, but you go for the security gateway, $100. The switch for another 100 and change, mm-hmm. which gives you 8 PoE ports.
Yep.
And then you go with the APs that you can then plug in around the house.
Right.
So I've got a plug in every single room.
Yeah.
They're currently punched down for telephone.
Yeah.
But it's very simple to simply take the faceplate off, look at the punch down, replace a little
and the
jack
the APs have two jacks on it so that you can connect in, and then it does.
I've never looked at that, but the main thing is the good that my wife really likes is the fact that I can actually now inside the living room where one of the APs is going to be, I can actually punch a hole at the top inside the drywall, feed a cable down behind the wall, and then plug it into the bottom.
Yeah.
So now it's just this one coated white hidden
yeah, you can stick
circle
it underneath the table.
That's there. That's going to yeah. be on the wall mounted.
Are you going to put it on the wall?
Totally.
Because the thing runs awesome just right under the
But it's not going to be
table.
This god-awful looking spider
right.
thing with
oh,
these
yeah.
antennas coming out of it
yeah,
and stuff
yeah.
like that. She ixnayed that real quick.
She's like, no.
She's like, no, you can't have that blinking spider crawling on the wall. So anyway, I'm going to have one of those in the main area, one of them in the back playroom, the rec room, and then one upstairs. And that should probably do it. Start with two.
Well, I guess, you know what, I was thinking, I'm like, oh, well, I would need to worry about the connections I have done. No, I don't, because, yeah, okay. So I don't need to worry about daisy chaining up, because I do have multiple ports downstairs that I can connect into.
Yeah.
The main thing is like, I've got the studio, that's got to be on one, and then the TV
yep.
has to be on another, because, well, we stream
yeah.
there.
So for me, I've only got one jack per room, so I can't really daisy chain off of one.
Yeah.
But... you know, my Xbox works fine on wireless. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything else is good. So, yeah, I'm going with the Ubiquity device.
Yeah, I'm investigating.
But I'm still going to end up having problems with internet, because what else would I do for my bit on the show? So I have to find some problems with
Ubiquity. Some other problem.
Something to complain about.
Some other problem.
I still need to complain about the fact that, you know, my connection is... Ooh, I just said the wrong word. I didn't mean to
say
that. Wow. Oops.
Family show.
let's bleep that out.
Audio
guy, make sure you capture that in post, would you please? I can't believe I just did that. I'm not even drinking that much yet. Excuse me. Yeah, so... what was I talking about? Yes. So
your connection being poor.
So there still seems to be a period of time when all of a sudden my 100 meg a minute, 100 meg a second, whatever it happens to
yep.
be, all of a sudden like browns out and goes yep. down to like 20.
It's DNS.
And then back up again. I'm not running DNS. I got my own DNS. It's actually speed.
If you are running your Wi-Fi
yeah.
on that horrible Comcast device, it's not using your DNS.
Well, it was happening even when I wasn't using that device. When it was in bridge
mode. Oh, okay.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, see, mine does that as well.
Yeah. I think that was something to do.
Says it can't fix that in post.
Yeah.
It surely downloads it and updates it.
Good thing no one listens to the show on demand afterwards.
Yeah. Wait, they do.
Okay, so I will figure it out. I will figure out how to take out my bleep word. I can do that.
Oh, Buckeye Guy JFlow says,
nice.
Yeah. Reach out to him. He works for the Death Star.
Buckeye Guy.
He can take a look. Buckeye Guy.
Nice.
JFlow. AKA nice. JFlow.
Yeah, that works.
AKA homie JFlow. He works for the Death Star.
The Death Star? Mm-hmm. Death Star being a provider?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Because last time I had a guy
Mine out. Mine does it too.
So. Last time I had a guy out, I had to pay $70 from the show up, make sure there's nothing wrong. Because there's nothing wrong, I didn't have to pay for it, which is nice. But he said, it's nothing I can see. Like, you got the right speeds. There's no noise going on. You got the right cables. You got nothing strange.
You really have to be there when it drops down. Because, like, it is random. Like, I'll just be, hanging out upstairs, and all of a sudden I get nothing.
It literally can be something as easy as someone else on my street with a crap $1.99 cable from the dollar store plugged in somewhere, and then all of a sudden that box decides to go and barf itself down the wire. So,
yeah, I don't know.
Either way.
All right.
I'm jealous, though, because I saw, did you see that they got the wave going in up there about a month or two ago? They had these big spools of fiber cable going on. It's the G wave coming.
Yeah, I wish we could get fiber.
Yeah. One of these days.
Anyway, yeah. Super Tech Boy says switch providers. We can't. We have one other option, and it's so not worth it. So
it's gotten much better, I will say, but it's still annoying when it goes down.
Yeah. All right.
So that's my random spend. And my swear word, apparently.
Yeah, and your swear word is swear word of the day.
There's lots of other random spending, but not for me because it's Christmas time.
And we can't talk about that.
Right, because, I never know. Our wives and or significant others and or kids might be listening.
Your kids just heard you swear.
I know. Well, they hear me swear at home. did you bring my gift?
Yeah.
I brought yours, too.
I don't want an Ethernet cable. I've got plenty of those.
It's actually some warm milk. It's congealed milk from when I threw it over my shoulder over here.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. I random spent. Temperature controller for the smoker.
Oh, wow. The BBQ guru?
Yes, the...
The cyber version?
No,
the cybers?
I didn't do the cybers.
The cybers. Okay, so no,
I just did...
You could be watching your temperature right now if you had the cybers going.
I could.
You could even change it.
Don't need to.
It's an extra $100 just to look at it on a website.
I know.
Nice.
The main reason is that most of the apps and stuff for it are actually kind of crap. Well, so that's the main reason.
But you talked to our good friend Richard Campbell, who's written his own.
Oh, that's true.
He's written his own. It's an open API.
That doesn't surprise me. He's written his own.
So anyway, it's an extra $100 for it. I didn't do it either. I just got the regular one. It works great. I love it. Although I did fry one of my temperature probes.
You're not supposed to run it underwater.
No, it wasn't water. It was the fact that literally it had a, without my knowledge, when I was smoking 3.5 briskets inside of my egg, which is very full.
Pork butts, not briskets.
Pork butts, whatever. Yeah. Pork butts. And there was a fat leak out of the pan that was collecting the fat to keep it from being too smoky. And it had ignited a continuous flame shooting straight up.
Oh, yeah. Those things don't do well to, like, 1,000-degree temperatures.
But it was right where the joint was. Yeah. So it basically is fried. I got to buy a new one.
$15, dude.
Oh, I know.
Same day shipping, too.
Yeah.
Not that I needed to replace one.
So that one there was the...
That's for the Maverick, right?
No, it wasn't. That was actually for BBQ Guru.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One of them fried.
Oh, well.
And it was actually the temperature one for the food. Now that I'm thinking about it, it wasn't the one that I use, which is the temperature of the grill.
Yeah,
that
which
one's
is the
fine.
Most important. Because you can get a little insta reel.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you have
I still
one
have one, yeah.
Beer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Tom Kupka says, Passion Switch for Christmas. I would like one of those large Passion Switch stickers for my Surface Pro.
These are limited edition.
They're gone.
I think I might have one.
Really? Because I don't have any.
It's crazy. I might have one. It's crazy. Because they're so difficult to find. I like them. I like the size. But it's
J-Shock got the Giro suitcase. It was that... do you remember we talked about this? It was one of those GoFundMe things.
Yeah, yeah.
The little gyro kind of suitcase. J-Shock has got a... We're going to have his review because he's on a trip right now. Took the red eye to New York City.
And he didn't sleep the night before.
With Long Island.
Apparently.
He didn't sleep.
Didn't sleep the night before.
Oh boy,
he would be a cranky, crotchety guy right now.
Well, I heard him.
When you heard him when I FaceTimed him.
Exactly. He wasn't particularly happy about that.
No.
But yeah, Mr. Blacksway said he treated himself to a Bluetooth sous vide.
I've been thinking about sous vides.
Yeah,
sous vide.
It's just like it's like cooking low and slow, but like you're boiling low and slow.
Right, and you can let it run forever because it doesn't.
Just yelled, "Shut up!"
It's it. It allows you to literally like cook a steak and it's going to be absolutely perfect internal temperature, and then it doesn't get any hotter. It doesn't continue to cook.
Yeah, but we do the same thing. That's what our barbecue gurus allow us to do, is that it's got the internal sensor that says when the meat is getting close to the temperature,
start ramping down this,
start ramping it down, right?
Yeah. If you had the second temperature control, I don't have that.
which
mine doesn't ramp down.
It doesn't ramp down. You can't do it.
I broke it.
The wife just texted saying, "Where are you?" I'm like, patch and switch.
My phone is over there somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Jay Shock says he's not cranky. He needs another vodka crayon. It's a little early, but oh, I guess it's afternoon over there.
Well, so one of the reasons why I bought the Lars vodka is because of all the plethora of vodka drinks over the holidays. The most important one for us Canadians.
Moscow Mule?
No.
Oh.
Caesars.
Oh, yeah.
Caesars. Nothing says good morning better
to than Clamato and vodka.
Then tomato juice with clam juice inside of it. To make it Clamato with some hot peppers, some
I love me a Bloody Mary, but I don't wish Clamato on anyone.
No, man, it's so good. I love it. Absolutely so good. So Clamato is the way to go.
With my Caesars. Let's see. Tom Kupka says he's got a small one from us at Ignite. Restock for Orlando. I'll be looking for you. We'll trade for Revolution beer.
That could work.
That really could work.
So, well, you know what? We should bring this up.
Yeah.
How many people do we have in the room right now?
I don't know.
I was to hit a F5 refresh. 1, 2, 3, 4. This
is like 15.
11. I got 11 people I see here. 11. Mr. Snow.
Sir.
Should we do a second release?
Oh, the limited edition t-shirt?
Limited edition t-shirt. Do you think people would buy it? Or do we upgrade and go to a hoodie?
Like, well,
would you spend $50 on a hoodie?
Well, I would because I live here and I
you need a hoodie.
Them,
but, right. I don't know. So. A hoodie or a t-shirt?
Well, the thing is we could always put them up there. If they don't order them, they don't order them. The other thing I was thinking is that, you know, we've been using a different service. There are services where we could just basically create a store and they just
buy them.
And it costs a little bit more than the original t-shirt.
So, you know, I've
could put up a patch and switch store.
Patch and switch beer mugs.
Patch and switch yoga pants.
You see the sticker I have right here, this guy right here, my other computer is an Azure data center.
Yeah.
I put that sticker up on Sticker Mule.
Yeah.
I made a store for it.
Yeah.
And I marked it up $0.
$0.
So I'm not making a single dime of money at all. And it's been going like crazy.
Really?
People buy, like, I get notices whenever someone buys them, and like, you know, Billy just bought 5 or Sally just bought 7. And then all of a sudden see Mark bought 500.
I'm like, Mark Russ.
What? I have no idea.
It's got to be Mark Russ.
I have no idea who did it. But you know, I've been seeing these, I think, softies buying like 300, 500, 1,000. And I'm like, I should have put a freaking dollar on that.
Yeah, you should have.
But, you know, I didn't anyway. So if you wanted to, you can find this sticker on Sticker Mule and you can get
one. You do realize you weren't the one who created it, right?
I'm the one who has promoted it since it was created.
You did.
Because Mr. Klein has done nothing with it. So I've facilitated the use and the acquisition of that one there. And we should probably just do the same thing for the patch and switch too.
Yeah.
At least for the stickers so people can get them when we don't have them. But the best way to get a sticker is to meet us in person for sure.
I'm okay with putting them up for sale. But on the other hand,
make them $0.
Well, I know. And I'm okay for that. But it's not the same. Like it makes it harder logistically to get a sticker unless you know us.
That's true.
Or send us a postcard or something.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway.
So t-shirt or hoodie?
I'm thinking t-shirt. Or we go all out and just have a store with multiple items. We just find the most random of items. Like some friends of mine actually have a podcast. One of the podcasts that I listen to over at Podbash, where I do my other DJ program, is they actually opened a store. They have yoga pants, which it made me laugh.
Get a patch and switch logo on your left ass cheek. It'd be perfect.
Their show, and I'll plug them, their show is called Baconsale. Okay. And it's named after Kate Beckinsale and then, of course, Bacon and Kevin Bacon. Anyway.
That works.
Even though I don't like Kenny, I'll promote his show. So they had yoga pants. And I'm like, well, we can patch and switch. Can have yoga pants. We've got female listeners.
Yep. That could work. I wear yoga pants.
That does it for another exciting episode of...
Oh, I need bleach for my eyes now.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. You're about man priest.
That could work.
No man priest.
That could work.
No man priest. So t-shirts, did you want to go with the It's Friday? We also had the PowerShell version that we actually did a sneak preview of that a couple of years ago.
Never went anywhere.
And we never went anywhere with it. Yeah, I don't know.
Is the PowerShell version too anti-Linux if we do that, though? I guess PowerShell's on Linux now.
PowerShell's on Linux. I mean, and it's a pretty open, command. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think? What do the people think?
Would you do with, because my kids stole my t-shirt. I don't even know where it is. It's in someone's drawer somewhere.
Yeah.
But it was the text on the back and the logo on the front?
Or is it logo? It said It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? And then on the back, it has the little patch that says logo. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's that one. It's the logo that you have there.
I like that one.
These guys are going nuts. Patch and Switch Boxers, Patch and Switch Speedos.
Yeah.
J-Shock says
There will be no budgie smugglers going
on.
So
let's talk about it. We'll let it stew. We'll let people think about it over the holiday break because we are on a break now.
Yes.
So there will be no episode for
on January 3rd?
That is correct.
January 6th is the next show. Are you here January 6th? Are you on vacation? January 6th, the next show.
Is it January 6th?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the next. Oh, I will be here. So we won't have a break.
This is our break right now, actually.
We're actually working during the break.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're doing this because we had a lot of breaks in between and here for the show. And yeah. Okay, let's do that. We'll let folks think about it. We'll throw it out on the social medias. We'll get people's take and ideas, and
maybe we'll unveil it on the 6th.
We could, yes, and maybe even let it go up for sale or purchase. Last time, I think we made $1.380.
Yeah,
which paid the audio guy.
Yeah, we purposely made it so we didn't make any money.
You
are not in this to make money. Can you imagine if we were making money doing this?
No,
wouldn't work. We'd actually have to put more planning towards it, I think.
Mr. Blacksby says it's a holiday January 6th here in Sweden. What is the holiday in Sweden on January 6th?
Swedish Fish Day.
I just looked at the clock in the lower right-hand corner and saw 12:23 is the date. It is that close to Christmas.
It is. I've never done a show this close to Christmas before.
Kupka says, seriously, I vote t-shirt. So I have a feeling it will be the t-shirts. I'm good with t-shirts.
As long as it's a good quality t-shirt. I will spend more money on a better quality t-shirt than trying to get a cheap t-shirt.
Hold on. Stop. Super Tech Boy wins.
What?
A Patch and Switch ugly Christmas sweater. If we can find somebody to design us a Patch and Switch ugly Christmas sweater, I will so put that up for next year. $50 ugly Christmas sweater. People would buy it.
You could probably go with the caricatures of our heads and then put the hats on them.
Oh, yeah. Somebody needs to design that, and we need to find somebody who can produce it.
Yeah. I'm not that good at knitting. I'll let you know.
I'm not gonna do that. Everybody seems to love that idea. I think Super Tech Boy wins.
Yeah.
The t-shirts. Now the question is, for the t-shirt, what is it that you would like to see? You can go to the Patch and Switch Facebook page and see the PowerShell command, or we can
use still
the
logo.
Yeah, it's still there. It's in the history of the posts, or it's
you
if you go
we
look
have
at,
like
at images.
Over 2,500 likes on
Are
that
you
page.
Serious?
Yes,
people like us. They
I know,
really like
it's crazy,
us.
Eh? I was like wondering, like, should we even bother continuing doing the show? But I guess
we should continue to do the show. If we didn't do the show, the two of us would never speak.
Well, that's true, because it does bring us together. But maybe we should ask for some promotion assistance as someone.
Why?
Just because we could just schedule
it's word of mouth
or something.
Dude.
It's word of mouth, but like it could be so much more.
You know, when we talked at Ignite with the Godfather, the whole point of the show was to basically prove out the fact that you could do something like this.
Very true. Very true.
Oh, God, Pierre Roman wants us to do... No, we're not doing the Christmas suit. Ugly Christmas sweater is one thing, and Christmas suit is the other. Ooh, but if we did an ugly Christmas sweater, we could have a Santa hat with a Patch and Switch logo on it, too. I bet we could do that.
I know that, there's the PowerShell line. It's right there.
Yeah, the PowerShell one is right on... Facebook.com/patch and switch. is where you go to look at
that. All those videos that we did at Microsoft Ignite?
Yes.
Wow, there's actually stuff on this page.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But at any rate, the whole point of this, the exercise of this show, was just to prove that it can be done. And right. The fact that we have as many followers, and this is as good a time as ever in the holiday season to say thank you.
Absolutely.
To everybody who tunes in each and every week. Whether you join us live in the chat room, whether you join us live and you sit back behind the scenes and never engage, or you watch us on the downloads. Are we on iTunes?
Yeah, we're on iTunes.
Are we on Google Play yet?
I don't know.
I'll send you the instructions how to get us on Google Play, but or Channel 9 or whatever you
watch. I will do a full social media audit to make sure that we are with the community all around. Yes. There's awareness of what's going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jay Shock is like, he said three times he needs a boardroom meeting, and now he wants to talk about the store and marketing.
Okay, well. See, he's bucking for a raise.
Boardroom.
He's bucking for a raise.
I know he is. I know. Well, he thought that we had money for marketing.
And he went and spent all that money?
I know.
Did you pay him back?
Nope.
What are we going to do with those pizzas?
I don't know.
Total page likes as of today, 2,228.
That's awesome.
Can you freaking believe it?
That's awesome.
That's insane. And wait,
are we 3 years now?
We're getting there.
Close to 3 years in the program?
Absolutely, we're getting there. That's nuts.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. Frederick, thank you so much. He says, keep at it, guys. It's fun. So we're doing good. All right, that works.
Validation.
So we'll keep doing it. And I love the idea of the Christmas sweater. I think that is, if we could come up with a Patch and Switch ugly Christmas sweater, we may only make 15 or 20 because they're going to be expensive. But I think it would be brilliant to have those. I would love to see one of those at Ignite. Somebody just randomly walking down
the hallway with Patrick.
Well, and that's what happened is that we know a lot of our listeners, and personally we see them around and we know who people are. But I think the funnest part was there was a person that I saw at Ignite in Chicago walking down the hall with a shirt that says, "It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are?" And I'm like, "Oh, hey, how are you?" And he's like, "You're talking to me." And it turns out it's one of those listeners who they pitched in. They love the show, but they're not engaged socially. They don't engage in the chat room. And it was the coolest thing ever. It's like, wow, thank you.
Absolutely.
So I love just seeing that kind of stuff because it's super cool. This is something we do. It's like, hey, let's just come talk about geek stuff.
Yeah.
I'm always constantly thinking about, oh, what did I go buy? Or sometimes I open up Amazon going, what can I buy to talk about on the show?
I haven't gotten to that level yet.
Can we talk about beer?
Yes. I have some unfortunate news for our beer brewing club is the fact that Larry's Brewhouse Supply, which normally used to supply us with raw grain in 50-pound bags, no longer sells 50-pound bags.
However, we did find another source.
We did find another source, the place where we brewed our Quake.
Yes.
Our Quake beer.
Yes. Quadricycle.
It's called a Quake.
Yes, but I believe we decided to call it the Quadricycle.
Oh, they went Quake, didn't they?
I don't know.
I thought I named the beer. We'll find out. Anyway, that beer is still not available for purchase as of yet. But it is available for small samplings. So we're trying to organize ourselves to be able to get down there and try it.
Yes.
At some point during the week. And you're not available today because you're working.
I'm cooking.
You're cooking.
I'm smoking some ribs.
Smoking.
I'm going to talk about the competition beers because we talked about this briefly on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So our competition is coming up in April.
April.
It's a brewer's competition.
April 15th, I think it is.
Yes, tax day.
Tax day?
In the States.
What's tax day mean?
When taxes are due.
I have to file taxes in the States?
Stop talking now.
I filed taxes
stop
in Canada.
Stop talking now. Okay. So the beer. We did have the chocolate shake porter last year.
Correct.
Which was good,
Came in the top 10.
Came in, just
easily
in the top 10. It didn't have enough chocolate in it.
Right.
Now, there is a rule that states you cannot submit the same beer.
Correct.
I'm thinking milk stout with about three times the amount of chocolate that we used for the porter.
Mm-hmm. That could work because the stout's going to have more of a mouthfeel of milk.
On nitro.
You got dextrose in there for the sweetness.
Yeah. Yep.
You don't need to have too much in there, just some. And then I agree. I think you definitely need to try doing three times the chocolate levels.
Yep.
Still do the cocoa cuckoo.
Yep, the cacao nibs. That's what I was thinking, is like three times the amount of cacao nibs. And then the other mistake that I made with
the cacao nibs and three times the chocolate?
No, the cacao nibs is what got us the chocolate, dude.
But it's a bitter chocolate, though.
It's not bitter if you don't toast it. Toasting it is what makes it bitter. It does have a sweeter profile because we only used a couple of ounces of chocolate powder when we actually made it. The majority of the chocolate flavor came from the cacao nibs. The problem that we had is that the first time I did the cacao induction, I, of course, used vodka to get the flavors out.
Right.
And then it wasn't enough, so I had to do a second round. That was a lot of vodka that went into the beer, and I think that may have added to some of the alcohol flavor of the beer. The other thing I'm thinking, J-Shock says, going with the coffee Kolsch. No. We could do a coffee Kolsch, but I want to do it differently. So I was at the mall the other day. I know, crazy going to the mall during the holidays.
Imagine that, eh?
And I went to this new coffee place, and they have that cold brew coffee on tap. And I said, hey, how does that come? Because it looks like it's a kegerator. Do you have corny kegs of that? And can I buy them?
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm thinking this. Instead of using water, we use cold brew coffee.
Ooh.
Through the entire brewing process.
Wow. That's interesting. That's very interesting.
There is a place now.
You want to make it yourself?
There is a place in Arizona that does this. There's a coffee shop. They make cold brew coffee, and they replace all the water in a brew for beer with the cold brew coffee. And I'm thinking I want to do that.
Yeah, interesting. I am torn with my possible entry for what it should be. I like that idea for sure. But I have a batch, my first run batch of a smoked maple scotch ale that I could do because it's done.
Yeah.
Or.
Dude, we have till April.
I know. Or, but think how good it would be there by then.
I know.
But... the other option, excuse me, is to go with a Mexican brown ale. Because I like the Mexican brown ale that was there last year.
Yeah.
But I would actually combine it with my hot peppers, I think. I don't know.
And have somebody other than you taste it?
Yeah. Just because I've got...
The beer did really well, though. It came in really fourth, I think. All right. Well, there's something to think about. Something to think about. All right. We're just waiting on the band. I can't believe that the time has flown. So, once again, thanks to everybody who's listening, tuning in. Fortnightly. We don't want to do this weekly, do we? No, I don't think we can.
I think my boss would have something to say about it.
I think my boss would have something to say about it as well. Wish everybody happy holiday season.
Yes.
Happy patching or deployment if you're doing the work thing. If not, happy vacation time.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to turn off automatic synchronization of your work email.
That's right. Don't forget to do that. Correct. So that does it. Once again, for another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch program, I want to say thank you to everybody who joined us in the chat, including Super Tech Boy with the amazing idea of ugly Christmas sweaters, Frederick Bork Bork, Pierre Roman, Mr. Blackswig, Buckeye Guy Jay Flo, my main man Tom Kapka, Kowski, Fair Britt, Kevin Hoyle, and of course our distinguished or not so distinguished audio engineer, Mr. Jay Shock, who at least tuned into the program while he's on vacation. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and of course wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all the other holidays. Until then, have a holiday, everyone. Cheers, buddy. How do we turn this off? No, the other button. Dude, I can see your browser.